Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this votive Mass in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And when we think about the Immaculate Heart and devotion to the Immaculate Heart, we immediately think of Fatima, the revelations at Fatima, in which it was revealed to us that God desires to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. These are the words of Our Lady to the visionaries at Fatima, that God desires to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And we think of the examples of Blessed Jacinta and Sister Lucia. There was the saintly Father Cruz who was teaching the three children ejaculatory prayers, to Our Lord, telling Our Lord that they love him, and also to Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart, Sweet Heart of Mary, be my salvation. And it seems that Blessed Jacinta received some special mystical graces. She used to say that when she told Our Lord that she loved him with these ejaculatory prayers, that it felt like there was a fire within her. She said, and yet it doesn't burn me. And with regard to Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart, she used to say, Sweet Heart of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary, don't you just love saying that? I love saying it so much. And Lucia tells us that she never stopped saying that. Sweet Heart of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so this is a grace that we should pray for and also imitate using those ejaculatory prayers to grow in our own personal devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary as God wills. And the other thing we can remember is what Our Lady told to Sister Lucia, that her Immaculate Heart would be her refuge, that she would have much to suffer, that she would have to stay in the world a little longer, but that her Immaculate Heart would be her refuge. And so Our Lady's Immaculate Heart is also our refuge. If we turn to her in times of difficulty and seek consolation, comfort, and strength in her Immaculate Heart, we can be sure that our prayers will be answered. And so let's learn from the children of Fatima and the message of Fatima to have devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.